Let's say good morning to Pat Pagano. Morning, Pat.
And good morning to you, Marshall. What is new?
Well, once again, my computer decided to reset in the whole middle of the show this morning. But on top of that, we were talking on Friday about the weather and about the Saturday show for the Sharon Playhouse. And Friday, they decided to postpone the Saturday show and move it to Sunday. So we had rain off and on all day Saturday, but then about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the sun came out, right? And it started to get humid. And when I talked to Pat on Friday, Pat said, well, you know, this thing should be through sometime in the early evening, but there's a front that's going to come through and clear it all out. Well, that front hadn't come by yet. Showtime on Saturday would have been 8 o'clock.
And that's what it rained.
At 8 o'clock, actually for 10 minutes, from about 10 minutes to 8 to about 5 minutes after 8, we had probably one of the most impressive lightning displays I've ever seen.
Mm.
Just lightning every second, air to air, air to ground, I mean all over the place. And then at 5 after 8, boom, the heavens opened up. And we had about 40 minutes worth of rain and heavy rain and thunderstorms. But then all of a sudden, Pat, about 11 o'clock that night, it happened again. It happened again.
Mm-hmm.
So your call was right. The show went on beautifully yesterday. And nobody's the worse for wear.
That's good. Yeah, definitely. So we thought Sunday would be the better of the 2 days. So today will be another nice day, too, with sun, mid-70s, then clouds tonight, 60. We'll call it partly cloudy Tuesday. It could be a shower. Most of us not seeing anything. 75 to 80. Maybe a few more showers on Wednesday, 75 to 80. Thursday looks to be the best chance. Variably cloudy with showers and a thunderstorm. It's humid, too. Middle 80s. We think the front will go by Friday. If there's any leftover showers, it'll turn partly sunny, less humid, in the 70s to low 80s. And I think Saturday and Sunday of the Labor Day weekend is going to be real, real fine, with fair skies and highs in the 70s. A little debate about how quick the next front will come in on Monday. It's very possible that next front could hold off until, you know, later in the day. But it's only Monday this week, so we'll worry about the actual Labor Day as we go through the week. There are 4 tropical waves on the map. One is off Florida. That is expected to parallel the southeast coast, stay offshore. Another one over the South American coast. That is expected to head toward the Yucatan. Another in the South Central Atlantic, and another one approaching the African coast, which is still on land. And those are all expected to develop as well.
Nice.
So there were 4 disturbances that we're watching.
Now, speaking about watching, I saw a movie this weekend that came out in 2015. It was a fun movie to watch. I don't know if you've ever heard about it, called Spare Parts.
Was that the one with Imus?
No. Imus is not in this one. Spare Parts is a story about 4 Hispanic high school students from Arizona. They form a robotics club. It's a true story. They entered the big, you know, robotics championship out in California. For $800 used parts, they put this robotic thing together, and they went to this competition. And seeing as they didn't expect to do much, they entered in the college entry, okay? They're going against the college teams because they figured, well, if we really stink and we go up against college teams, nobody can make any fun of us, right? Well, that first year they went, they ended up winning. And they went 2 more years after that and won. And it is just one of those great stories that actually happened. And then it shows you where all the kids are today and how successful they are and the teacher that guided them. Pat, it's an enjoyable movie. So if
I saw that movie. Yep. I did see that movie. I remember it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I do remember it. Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, it was a fun movie to watch.
Right. And we had crossed my mind when we were doing it. I said, when we were watching it, I said to myself, oh, this is a movie we could do. And then I thought about it. I said, we don't have kids.
No, you can't.
To play those parts.
You don't have enough makeup in the world.
Yeah, right. You got that right. Talking about that, you know, here I am. You know, I head up to the lake late Saturday morning, even though it was raining. I had a feeling up there, I say up there from where we are, but in northwest New Jersey, I had a feeling that things were going to clear out. And I said, it doesn't matter anyhow. I'm working inside. You know, I have to finish the set. We're doing a skit, folks, for anybody who doesn't know this, on the Honeymooners. And we're doing the Mambo episode. So all I'm trying to do is make the set as close to the kitchen as the Honeymooners as possible. So now it's my friend David, who's been very good in all of this, you know, with the mouse watching and all of that. And he's going to see the set for the first time as well. And he's coming over to help me. And the director and production assistant are going to come and see it for the first time. So everybody gets in there. And they're sitting down. David and I are behind the set. And, you know, we're just a couple of things I wanted to fix. And the director said, this is not good. I said, what? Not good. Why is that? He said, it doesn't look like the set. I said, what do you mean? He said, there was no slanted wall in the set. I said, I understand that. But it doesn't have to be perfect. I said, that wall slanted for a reason. Because I need to get more sides in case the camera needs that. Hmm. If I put the wall straight, you're going to have a white wall on each side. So I angled that one wall to make it, you know, to give us a little more length. Hmm. Well, it's not the way it should be. Blah, 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 blah. So David looked at me. I looked at David. I said, what are we going to do? He said, no, we're going to have to start taking your brackets and everything off. And he said, we're going to have to move the whole thing down. So that put us back, and we did that. And then yesterday I went back because I worked at the studio till about 5 on Saturday. And then yesterday I went back and put on the finishing touches, and we're all set to roll next Sunday.
Isn't that disappointing when that happens, though?
It sure is.
Don't you want to just grab somebody by the throat and shake them till they can't breathe?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I felt, thank God, with age, at 67, I react totally different to things like that than I did at 40.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So anyhow, and yesterday was a beautiful, beautiful day. So I was able to enjoy half of it. Because I got through at the studio at 12:30. I sat in my porch, looked at the lake, and it was real, real pretty. And then I left about 3 o'clock. So all in all, it wasn't bad. It turned out down here, it turned out to be a better weekend than you had up there. Well, you, like you said, you had a little sun as well.
Oh, yeah, we had a little sun on Sunday.
So it wasn't a total wipeout, so that's good.
Yeah, it wasn't a total wipeout, and this morning I left the house, it was 49 degrees.
Yeah, you know it's starting to get, you know, like September, there's no doubt about it.
All right, well, Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow morning and see what's happening in the world of weather.
Well, that sounds good to me. You have a nice one, Marshall.
You too, Pat, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.